Thailand and Cambodia have traded fire for a sixth day as an increasingly bloody border dispute drags on. Wednesday's fighting centered around two crumbling stone temples from the Khmer Empire, which have been caught in crossfire since the weekend. Talks between Thai and Cambodian defense ministers to end the dispute were abruptly canceled, dashing hopes of an imminent end to fighting that has killed 14 people and sent more than 50,000 into evacuation centers. Each side accuses the other of starting the battles, and international efforts to end the conflict have failed. Dr. Apichart Intravisit of Assumption University in Bangkok says that China and Vietnam are likely to step in to help mediate talks.
The boundary issue has started a few months ago in February this year. I would say no one knows what exactly was the cause, but of course, resulting from 2008 World Heritage listing of the Prea Vihara Temple, which officially belongs to Cambodia. And this has been the dispute for over four decades, since 1962, whether who should have the right of management, the right of access. And this has also been the political issues too. Now, as a result of the open fire and the boundary issues skirmish in February 2008, we went into the ceasefire agreement mediated by the Indonesian foreign minister, Nathalegawa, who is also the chairman of the ASEAN. And that seems to be quite technically soft. However, upon the invitation of the Indonesian side to observe what's going on, it seems to be some technical problems addressed by the Thai side on the practice of the observers, and the practice of the observer issued by us, Thailand, don't seem to agree with that of Cambodia. The thing didn't happened until last Friday, when the Cambodians start to fire again, and the firing continued for 5 days. Now it has stopped, and we are about to go into another bilateral meeting.
Why is this temple significant for both sides?
This is the cultural site, and of course many temples which look very much alike, these temples are in Thailand, about 40 of these sites. And if this temple could be, how should I say, erected as the tourism route or the cultural tourism route, it would benefit those who manage the cultural tourism, starting from Angkor Wat, Prea Vihara, and go on to Thailand. And as everybody knows that ASEAN 2015 will come very soon, so those who have the right of management will also have quite a big benefit. But other than that, it's a matter of the sovereignty. The Prea Vihara Temple, of course, people see as a political issue since 1962, and we lost in the World Cup. And I don't think, you know, this is my personal view, that we might not be able to win. And, of course, in terms of the archaeological aspect or the artistic aspect, the temples is significant. So, of course, it has been an issue of who owns it, who can access it. So we don't want this to, I think right now, a few years before this issue exploded, the Thai and Cambodian could make a very good business in terms of tourism at the border business, entertaining the tourists to this temple quite abundantly until the World Heritage listing issue arrived in 2008. And this has been the political issue between the sovereignty of both countries, and it has been the political issue of those politicians of both countries too.
Now, what efforts are currently being made for dialogue over this issue?
The issue has arrived at the UN 2 months ago, and the Security Council already issued that ASEAN will solve the problem. So Mr. Marty Nasalegawa had chaired the meeting, and he acted as an intermediary to facilitate our meeting. So right now it's on the bilateral talk. It is very likely that China and Vietnam will join in the talk or help facilitating this issue. And in such a case, it will become a multilateral talk. And this is quite likely since Thailand has approached Chinese ambassadors and Vietnamese ambassadors to help talk. And it is quite obvious that Cambodia wants this issue to be known in a larger scale in terms of the international sphere. Why China and why Vietnam? Because they both are very friendly to us and to Cambodia. So it could be efficient to have them join in and facilitate the talk. On top of that, it is expected that the meeting of prime ministers of Thailand and Cambodia in May, about 7 and 8 of May, during their ASEAN summit, these could bring them for a bilateral talk. And we hope that when they both meet, things will be eased up.